Irvin.
Uh-huh.
And she had three boys and two girls.
And that's how come him to be your stepson.
Yeah, yeah. And this man Irvin, which is her great-grandfather, was killed in the Pea Ridge Battle right out, you know where that's at out
yeah,
there?
That's very famous.
Yeah, that's where he's supposed to have been killed there. And leaving her grandmother here with
five children.
Mm-hmm. And then she married, after the war, mm-hmm. Uncle Bill Pollard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they had three children.
Oh, well, then
yeah.
They had three more.
Yeah.
He had five. He had four girls and a boy, and she had three boys.
What? That must have been a house full.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Yeah. And this was where then your grandmother yeah. was raised.
Right.
That's right. Right back this side of where the little town Pollard is now. Mm-hmm. They've got a water tower that sits on the ground.
Yeah.
There's her grandmother's place. He's there, and we've got a granddaughter, great-granddaughter, that we had her 2 or 3 years ago in the New Hope Cemetery, and she's the sixth generation.
The sixth generation.
There's five generations out there, and we come to the Piggott Cemetery up here, and it's the same thing with my family.
With your family.
With my family.
And your family goes back. That is just
My family came here in 1839.
You don't mean.
Yeah, I do.
Would that be your great-grandfather?
My great-grandfather.
Great-grandfather.
Yeah.
That is something.
He came from Tennessee here.
Came from Tennessee
yeah.
in
1839. And settled about 2.5 miles west of this town out there. And
that is just okay. And then that he settled about 2.5 miles west of where Piggott.
Yeah, he is now.
Is now. Yeah. And now then he moved into where Haywood was, I guess.
Well,
you said your daddy was born.
It was
on the same.
He came here before Haywood.
He did.
Yeah, uh-huh. He came here before Haywood.
Before it was Haywood.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But it would be in the Haywood School District.
Yeah,
right,
if it
yeah,
had been, of
yeah,
course, yeah.
The school.
And
school,
then
the children that lived there at the time, they went to school at Haywood after that. As long after he came before there's ever a Haywood school there,
oh,
of course, yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Now your father then grew up at Haywood.
He did too. He grew up out
father
there.
And
yeah,
yeah,
that's right. He
yeah.
grew up there.
Mm-hmm.
And not only his, but my children did. My children went to school at Haywood. And
they did too?
They did. We've raised nine. And every one of them graduated from Haywood School.
They did? You have raised nine?
And eight of them are living. That boy right yonder, that boy there, died 7 years ago, the second day of this past in November.
Oh.
And that's the only one what's living.
But that's remarkable,
yeah.
though, to have, you know,
yeah.
that
name. Yeah, that's right, too. Yeah. And there's no twins in the family.
And no twins. That is just amazing. So, how did you two come to meet?
Well, sir, now here we come. I knew her family, and her family knew mine. But my mother died,
mm-hmm.
and 66 years ago, they were 60 of this month,
oh.
leaving five children.
Yeah.
I was the oldest, and my brother, they have a brother, just 3 years old and 4 days old.
Mm-hmm.
Well, her father died in I believe it's April of the next year.
Mm-hmm.
My mother died in the fall or winter of 1908, and her